I recently visited a movie theater to watch the gory survivalist film Send Help, directed by accomplished horror savant Sam Raimi. Send Help revels in its messiness with sand, blood, seawater, sweat, vomit, flesh, and fruit juices all thrown together. But the film itself is so horribly messy, silly, and disappointing, I left the movie theater in a worse mood than when I arrived. The night after watching Send Help, I resolved to find something else to watch at home. I needed something to revive my love of movies and feel better about the current state of cinema. I found it in a gem of the independent film The Plague. The Plague was released in selected theaters at the end of December 2025 and is now available for everyone to watch on Amazon Prime. At a summer water polo camp for 12 and 13-year-old boys, away from their families, awkward and shy Ben tries to make friends with his fellow campmates. But Ben is told to avoid one boy named Eli, because Eli has the plague. If anyone touches Eli, they'll get the plague too. So Ben has to be careful navigating the hierarchy of popularity and control in a group of sprouting masculinity. Young boys learning sports together could easily be a raucous, family-friendly coming-of-age film about teamwork and boyhood, but The Plague presents this story like a tense psychological thriller with long, empty hallways, disorienting underwater shots, and spooky music comprised of ghostly, overlapping voices. I was completely transfixed with this film. It's one of the best I have seen in the past year. The young actors give such vulnerable, realistic, startling performances. Setting it in 2003 is clever and subtle. Without any social media or a cell phone in everyone's pocket, the bullying and ostracizing is mental, pushing the young boys to react more and more violently. The kicking and splashing evokes ideas of young boys as unpredictable, savage beasts, targeting their prey with ruthless acuity and taking audiences into captivating emotional spaces. This film feels so culturally relevant because we can see examples of this bullying, hive mind behavior in real life almost every day on whatever screen you choose. It gracefully and gradually shows the anxiety, self-doubt, and anger that grows from ridicule. It also slowly blurs the line between play and reality, and how seemingly harmless myths can take hold of a child's identity. Even boys struggle with feeling uncomfortable in their bodies and not being included in group activities. The Plague is going to stay with me for a long time. It's the first feature film by American writer-director Charlie Pollinger. He explained in various interviews this film is partly inspired from his own summer camp experiences as a child. You better believe I will be first in line to watch his next film. For Flicks at 48, I'm KCT Allen.